I'm making a call. Oh.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Chris, this is Dan with Local Splash.
Yeah.
So, I got your account pulled up here.
Okay.
Did you do something with the Google Business Profile last night, or?
Now nope.
It's showing me your main one showing up is the one with just one review. Okay. So.
Right, that's what I was telling you about.
Right. Okay, so we're going to fix it. All right, so we got to merge Google Business Profiles.
Okay. Yeah, there's three of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not the first time it's happened. You know, I've had a lot of clients sign up or I run their scan. I look at their listings and they're all jacked up. So it's not new.
Uh-huh.
And fix it for you. Let me check to make sure service rate is. Okay, it looks like I didn't enter that in. So how far are you willing to travel, Chris?
Fresno and Tulare County.
Okay, got it. Fresno, and I'm sorry, what was the other one?
Tulare County.
Tulare County, got it. All right. I'm from Orange County, you know, so just want to make sure I got the names right, man. You're doing all types of HVAC work, right? Heating, air conditioning. You're a full-blown HVAC contractor. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Let me pull up. No website attached to the listing with one review. I thought I saw. So you don't have a website out there now. Is that correct?
No, I don't.
Okay. So we're going to create you a custom Google-compliant website. It's included at no additional charge. Okay.
Right.
Order in. Do you have, I thought I seen, you have a logo for the business, right?
I do.
Yes, you do. Okay, so perfect. We don't have to create the logo. All right, now the address. Okay, so 11510 East Sussex Avenue in Sanger 93657. Is that the correct address?
No, it changed. But here's the thing, man. I don't want that address on there.
We'll hide it.
Yes, because I don't want people showing up at my house.
Yeah, it's showing right now. So is the new one the 14539 East Shaw Avenue?
No, that is a phone number that I purchased that came with the company.
A phone number?
What's
an address?
Say again, it's the East Shaw, right?
East Shaw, yeah, 14539.
Yeah.
So that's not that.
So that one.
Either.
No.
Okay.
That was a phone number that we purchased from an old company that used to be out that way.
Gotcha. Okay, so give me a quick second here. Let me pull up your scan again. And I'm going to just drop this in the to the technician, too. So give me one quick second here. Just curious, who did you use?
What?
What company did you use? Just curious.
What company did I? Man, I got it in my truck. I'd have to look at it, but I can't do that right now.
Let me know sometime, man. I just want to make sure to tell clients, hey, don't ever use them. All right. So your scan's running right now. Let's see what address. All right. So the East Shaw is the one showing up primarily. Okay. So what's the address supposed to be? We'll hide it online.
16741. South Bethel Avenue in Kingsburg.
South Bethel Avenue, Kingsburg. Okay, got it. Hide address online. All right. Perfect. They should have did that too. It's super easy. Phone number now. So are we using as the primary? Is it going to be the 559-304-8100?
No, the primary is still going to be the original phone number, which is the 8091.
Oh, 8091. Okay. Yeah, I see it right here. Okay, so 559-255-8091. Is that correct?
That should be the primary. And then you have that other one.
Yeah.
The
875-2697.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the number that we purchased. And then you have my cell phone, 304-8100, 559.
Okay. All right. Let me put all these in the notes. So Google, and it's important on the scans, right? It has to be the same primary number. So the primary number is the 255-8091 number.
Yeah.
Your secondary is the 875-2697 number. Uh-huh. And then for contact from us, it's the 8100, right?
That's my cell phone, yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what people call. It all goes to my cell phone.
Okay. Okay. All right. Email address, so just for us, it's the hchris505@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And first name, is it Chris or Christopher?
Christopher.
Christopher, got it. C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Is that right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Is your last name, is it H-E-R?
Yeah, Hernandez. H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
Oh, got it. Okay. I was like, man, that's a unique last name, Her.
No, I'm not a Chino. That's a Hmong last name.
Gotcha, guys. That's my boss's last name, too. His name's Chris.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because I have a buddy. He's a Her.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so I got the radius. We're merging the listings. I already dropped the scan in for your technician. So the next step, what I'm going to do is schedule your client interview with your tech. This is going to be a lengthier phone call. We block off a full hour. Usually it just takes about 30 minutes or so.
Uh-huh.
Let me pull up availability. They need an hour to prep for the call. So the soonest I could get you in is 10 a.m. That gives them 45 minutes. They have an 11,
okay.
A 1, a 2, and a 3. What time works best for
go,
you?
Go 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local splash on it. CI, which just means client interview. EN
uh-huh.
for English. And then 1 hour before the appointment, you'll receive another email reminder and a text reminder too. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Now, they're going to be calling from our 877 number, okay? So save that in your phone. That way you know it's us when we're calling, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, next step, Chris, what I need to do is secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will just outline our service agreement that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts. Okay.
Hold on. Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name.
Is there a middle initial?
Let me see. Hold on. No.
Okay.
It's my name and Arrow Mechanical Inc. on the card.
Okay, perfect. And the billing address, is it the 16741 South Bethel Avenue?
Yeah, Kingsburg, 93631.
Got it. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. Ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, how much are you going to bill?
$249. Out the door.
No hidden fees?
No hidden fees. Yeah, there's no you elected not to go with Google Guarantee, so there's no lead fees, click fees, call fees, no hidden fees at all.
Right. So okay, I'm just verifying. So when your technician calls me, he's not going to say it's $196, $300, right?
No, he's not. It's $249 out the door. Not one more red cent.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
5480.
Mm-hmm.
1469.
Okay.
4133. And 4897.
All right. Expiration date?
724.
All right. And the three-digit code on the back?
442.
Okay. So what I'm doing now, Chris, I'm coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you now. It reads like this, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
You want the corporation or the DBA?
The DBA, how you want it shown on Google.
Arrow Appliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Christopher Hernandez, president.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes. Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say again?
So all that means, don't hire other SEO companies.
No. As long as you guys do it, as long as you say what you're going to do, man, which is merge those, take care of that, and then, like I said, I'm all good.
No, we're definitely going to do it. The thing is, though, if you, like, for example, the reason we throw that in, if you hire another SEO company and they're in the back end optimizing it a different way, it's like messing up what we're doing, right? So we just want you
Here's my question. That shitty company, you're the second company, so that shitty company, you're going to bypass them, right?
We are, yeah. So what's going to happen,
okay,
is we're a Google Premier partner, so if they have management of those Google business profiles, our tech is going to get on the phone with Google, and we're going to have management switched over because you're now a client of ours.
Okay.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is January 27th, 2022, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $249.
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So that concludes the voice verification. And just double check here. All right. So client interview, it's scheduled between 11 and 12. That's going to be coming from our 877 number. You should receive two emails, okay? One is your welcome email, welcoming you aboard. The other is your official invoice. Do you see that in your inbox now?
Give me a second.
All right, take your time.
No, not yet.
Okay. So let me tell you what's going to happen when you do receive it, and let me just verify the email. All right. So hchris505@gmail, right?
Yep.
Okay. So in the invoice, when you pull it up, the fifth line down, it's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Once you click that, it's going to show you everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you. Okay?
Yep.
At the bottom, it's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card, and it's going to have a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm.
Okay.
Once you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. That is your tracking and reporting system. The username's your phone number. Let me see which number. You got three of them. The one ending in 8100, okay? And
say again?
The one ending in 8100 will be the
username. Yeah, that's myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your password is going to be set up in your client interview with your technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions for me in the meantime?
Not really. How do I get a hold of you?
You call me at my direct line and extension. The text that says, hi, this is Danny. Let me resend that to you now.
Okay. Yeah, send that to me so that way I have the information, please.
Yeah, just
and then I'll wait for that phone call. Through text or email?
Text message. Oh, you know what? I gotta change your numbers around. Let me click second. All right, here it comes. Huh. For some reason, it's telling me failed. Hold on.
Yeah, I got a message right now.
Oh, you got it? Okay. Does it say, hi, this is Danny, or?
It says, Danny Local Splash, website, accept subscription terms, if you have any questions, and it has call us 877.
That's your invoice. Hold on. Let's try to different phone number here. All right, here comes my direct line.
Hold on, I got another one.
That should have went through.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so I'm going to leave it, because for some reason, your phone carrier blocked my text, so I'm going to leave it as the 951 number is where the text messages will be coming from, okay?
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the 951 number is where the text messages are going to be coming from?
Yes, that's where the text messages will be coming from, correct. Because it blocked a couple of the messages, I'm not exactly sure why. It's probably because it was coming from an 877 number, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So we'll just make sure it comes from the 951, or I check that as the primary. Okay?
All right.
So, look out for that call between 11 and 12. I'm going to start getting all these notes over your tech. That way they know exactly what's going on. Okay?
Okay. All right, man.
All right, perfect, Chris. Hey, congratulations with going with us. Trust me, we're going to fix this whole mess for you, okay?
I hope so.
We definitely will. That's why we're in business, you know?
All right.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Bro.
All right, you have a great rest of your day, okay? We'll talk soon.
All right, bye.